Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension today. You know, the closer we get to spring, the more you might be thinking about some of those things from a pesticide application standpoint that you have to do. You know, we do a lot of applications in pastures, in crop production fields. We also do some in lawns, even gardens, fruit trees, all of those sorts of things often require a pesticide application through the years. But sometimes it can be a little bit confusing as to what might be required of that product label. You know, I utter the words, the label is the law in a lot of cases. It's a statement I often use in those discussions surrounding pesticide use just to underscore the need for knowledge of those product labels prior to application. In fact, there may be requirements you need to understand even prior to purchase of those particular products, and one of those is a knowledge of whether or not the pesticide is considered restricted use or not. Now, restricted use pesticides require applicator certification prior to the purchase or application of those products. And there's two categories in Kansas, commercial and private. You know, as it is a brief explanation, I guess, commercial pesticide certification is for applications that are going to be done as part of a business venture or for compensation. Private applicators are applying on owned or rented property without compensation. Well, that's a pretty simple definition, but just kind of keep in mind that those two are different because the compensation and the application areas that those are being applied in are different. Commercial certification testing is also different than private pesticide applicator testing as well. Commercial certification requires passage of a test out of a general manual, plus an additional test and at least one other application category at improved testing location. There's annual requirements that have to be completed to keep that license current as well. Private pesticide applicators, on the other hand, the initial test has to be passed. It's an open book examination administered through your local extension office, but you have to pass that test, and then every 5 years you are redoing that particular test. Now, if you're unsure which particular type of certification you need, it's good to visit the Kansas Department of Agriculture at agriculture.ks.gov. You can look on the left-hand side and they have a pesticide and fertilizer division. You can check out all the requirements, including the Kansas pesticide law there. And it's good to know, no matter what category you're in, what those requirements might be. But how does this apply to product labels? There can be some confusion from time to time about whether application certification is even necessary. So as you prepare for applications this spring, make sure that you look closely again at product labels. If you have the product on hand, just pull the label and take a look. If not, you can find many of them on company websites, or you can visit sites like cdms.net or greenbook.net. You know, as an example, as you look at those sites, you'll see that Toradon RTU, pretty commonly used in some of our applications, is not a restricted use product. That's why you can purchase it off the shelf at many farm supply stores. But Toradon 22K, where we often use that in many pasture type situations, is restricted use. In fact, if you read the label closely, you'll see how different they really are. So if you're going to purchase products like Toradon 22K or others that are restricted use, make sure that you have your private pesticide certification in order. Or if you are doing that on more of a commercial basis, make sure that you have explored what the commercial pesticide applicator requirements are as well. Now, in some cases, let's say that you don't even want to mess with a certification and testing as a private applicator. In some cases, there are non-restricted use products that might be available that can substitute at least to some degree. We have resources like the 2023 KSU Chemical Weed Control Guide available at any of our district and local extension offices to help you through some of that. But make sure that you are digging into those pesticide application programs and having a good understanding of what you need to make sure that you're current on your licensing and also that you understand what those labels say. There's lots of little intricacies in any of those labels. That's part of what the commercial and private pesticide applicator process is for. It's to help remind us that in those situations where we're applying those products, that we need to make sure that we're following those label directions. But whether you need a restricted use pesticide license or not, it's always good to dig into those products and make sure that you have a good understanding as to what is needed before you go out and start applying them. Dig out those products today, start your program planning to get an idea of what you're going to need for products, and then evaluate those labels to make sure that you are applying correctly. If you do have any questions about labels or those certification processes, don't hesitate to reach out to any of our extension offices. We'd be glad to help you. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend and a great week. This is David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension today.